Today we're doing Moed Katan, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, moving on here in the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan. And the Gemara is going to talk about harvesting on Chol HaMoed when it's a Davar HaAvid, when there will be a major loss if you don't do the harvesting. Rav Huna, we're up to the word Rav Huna on the second line. Rav Huna chatzdei chatzda b'mada. He would harvest his grain on Chol HaMoed. Eis vei Rabba bar Rav Huna la Rav Huna. So Rabba bar Rav Huna, his son, asked him, and his son asked his father, but wait a second, we have a brisa that seems to say you're not allowed to do this, because the brisa says, tochenin kemach b'moed, you're allowed to grind flour on Chol HaMoed, if you need it for yantif. If you don't need it for yantif, you're not allowed to grind flour. Davar sha'avud b'moed, something that would get destroyed if you don't do it on Chol HaMoed, mutal asos b'moed, you're allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. Davar she'eino avud b'moed, asur. But something that's not a davar avid, something that would not be ruined or lost if you don't do it on Chol HaMoed, is asur to do on Chol HaMoed. B'med var mamurim b'tulushin min hakarka. That's only if something is detached from the ground. Aval mechubur l'karka. But if you have stuff that's still attached to the ground, afilu kulo. Even if it would all get ruined, it's asr to do it on Chol HaMoed. And nevertheless, we may not mayachal kotzer ma'amer v'dashu vorer v'tochein uvach le'yodosh b'paros. But if you don't have what to eat, then you're allowed to do all the avoda with even something that's still attached to the ground, as long as you don't thresh it by having cows and bulls stomp all over it, because you have to do it a little bit differently than you would normally do it. But Rabba Bar Rav Huna was asking his father, how can you allow harvesting for you on Chol HaMoed? You're loaded rich. You're so rich. You have enough. You have plenty to eat on Chol HaMoed. So you're not allowed to do any malach on something that's mechuber lekarka. Amar Leih, so Rav Huna responded, you're quoting me a braisa, you should know, yichidaihi velo svirulan kaveseh. That braisa is a das yachid. We don't hold like that braisa. That's an individual opinion. Detanya, because we have another braisa that says, kalam rishum v'gum liyam rishum rabbi yosi, dover atal shum v'nakarka afilu miktsasa wavud mutter. If you have something that's detached from the ground, even if it'll be a little bit of a loss, you're allowed to do a Chol HaMoed. V'mukhubar l'karka afilu kulo avud asir. And something that's mukhubar l'karka, even if it's a total loss, it's also to do on Chol HaMoed. So don't you see that this whole din of differentiating between that which is attached to the ground, detached to the ground, according to this brisa, is not agreed upon by everybody. The brisa says it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So it's one opinion that holds that way. It's a das yachid. We don't hold that way. So asks Rabba, v'i Rabbi Yossi, if that first brisa is going like Rabbi Yossi, then yadosh nami b'paros. Why doesn't he allow, when you don't have what to eat, why doesn't he allow even using cows to thresh? Ha'amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, mantana, shin. Because remember, Rabbi Yossi is the one that says that you don't need to do a shinoi. When it's a real davar aved and you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it even without a shinoi. So why does the brisa require using a shinoi and not having the cows thresh and stomp on the grain? So Rav Huna said, yeah, that brisa is Rabbi Yossi, and you don't need a shinoi. And over here, it's not because you need a shinoi that it's saying you're not allowed to use the cows. It's because every other day of the year, the guy also doesn't use cows. So now it's also not considered to be a shinoi to not use cows. So at the end of the day, and the main point number one is that according to the Chachamim, who we paskin like, all Malachas Davra Avid is mutter, even if it's mechuber lekarka, even if it's attached to the ground. Malachas Davar Avid, again, something that will be a loss, is mutter, even if it's attached to the ground. According to Rabbi Yossi, Malachas Davar Avid is mutter on things that are detached without a shinui, and on things that are attached, they're aser, unless you don't have what to eat. So again, according to the Chamim, all Malachas Davar Avid is mutter, even if it's attached to the ground. According to Rabbi Yossi, only if it's detached from the ground, or you don't have what to eat. So that's main point number one. Vaitu, Tana Rabban, we have a brisa. Tochen b'moed l'tzarech moed. You're allowed to grind flour on Chol HaMoed for the sake of moed. Vishalo l'tzarech moed aser. But if it's not for the sake of moed, it's aser. Vim tochen v'hosir, if you ground flour for the sake of Chol HaMoed, but then you had extra flour left over, hareza mutter, you're allowed to keep that flour and use it after Chol HaMoed. Kotzenetzen b'moed l'tzarech moed. You're allowed to cut wood on Chol HaMoed if you need that for Chol HaMoed. For yantif, shalo l'tzarech moed aser. But if it's not for the sake of that yantif, then it's that's aser. Vim katzatz vahosir, if you cut wood and then you had the leftover, hareza mutter, you're allowed to use it after yantif. Matilin sheikha b'moed l'tzarech ha-moed, you're allowed to prepare and cook beer on chol ha-moed for the sake of moed. Shlo l'tzarech ha-moed aser, but if it's not for the sake of yantif, it's aser. Vim hitif vahosir, if you prepared a bunch and then you had leftover after yantif, hareza mutter b'vat shlo yarim. That's mutter as long as, very key point, shlo yarim, as long as you don't do what we call a ha'arama. You don't do a trick by dafka making more than you really need in order to be able to have for later. Ask Gemara Minhu, I'll ask you from a different brisa. Matil sheikh mod tsarcha mod shol tsarcha mod aser echad sheikh tamar ve echad sheikh saorim, that you're allowed to make beer on chalamoid if you need it for chalamoid, but not if you don't need it for chalamoid. And whichever kind of beer you're talking, it's all the same whether it's date beer or it's grain beer. Ve'al pi sheyesh lo yashan ma'arim ve'shasim min hachadash, and even if you have old beer, you are allowed to do a trick and make new beer that you don't really need so that you could drink the new beer and you'll have extra old beer for later. So don't you see that you are allowed to do a harama? You are allowed to do a trick to make more than you actually need? Says Gemara Tanayi, it's machlokas Tanayim about whether you're allowed to do a harama. Titania, the Brisa says, it's a Tosefta in the 14th Parak of Shabbos about a barrel of wine that broke on Shabbos on the top of a roof, and the Chum don't allow you to save the wine more than what you're going to need for Shabbos. You're only allowed to save what you're going to need for Shabbos by putting a kli underneath it. But if you have guests and you're going to need wine for the guests, then you're allowed to save more. So the Brisa argues, what about the according to the Tanakhama, Ein Marim Bekach, you're not allowed to make a trick and say, I'll save more than I need just in case, and then I'll invite guests, and so that I can save as much as I possibly can. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Omer Marim, and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi says, you are allowed to make such a harama and to invite guests that don't really need to eat in order that you should have extra wine. So you're allowed to pull such a harama. So Rav, Gemara tells a story about harvesting a chalamoid. Rav chatzalei chatzta b'chol demoada. They cut his grain in chalamoid. Shama Shmuel, the ikbat Shmuel heard about this and he got very upset that they did the wrong thing. It was against the halacha. So the Gemara understands that we're talking about grain that otherwise would have been lost, it would have been destroyed if they didn't harvest it, and therefore it was a davar avit. So Gemara says, lema Shmuel ki yichidas virulei. What Shmuel holds like a das yachid, that you're not allowed to harvest grain even in a davar avit situation? We're talking over here where there was the harvesting of the grain. The grain would not have gotten ruined had they not harvested it. So it was wheat. Had it been barley and echinami, barley would get ruined. But we're not talking about barley. We're talking about wheat. So v'rav my time avidachi. Well, if we're talking about wheat that's not going to otherwise get ruined, why did Rav allow this to happen? Why did he allow them to cut his grain for him in chol ha-moed? So it says, he didn't have what to eat. And Shmuel didn't know, they never told Shmuel the whole story. They just told Shmuel that Rav had people cut his grain. Shmuel didn't know that other part of the story, that Rav didn't have what to eat. Or Shmuel held that even though someone who doesn't have what to eat is allowed to harvest the grain, he thought that an Adam Chashev should hold himself to a higher standard. And Rav is an Adam Chashev, just like we saw that concept on yesterday's Amud. We have again this idea of an Adam Chashuv Shaini, very important concept. Rabbi the Nasiya Nafak B'chumarta D'madusha. He went out on Shabbos to his chatzar when he had a metal ring with a signet on it, on his hand, and V'ishti Maya Da'achim Kfeil Arma, and he would drink on a weekday water that was heated by a non-Jewish baker, and he wasn't worried about Bishalakum. Shama Rabbi Ami Ikpid, and Rabbi Ami got upset about these two things that he did. But I guess before we get into that story, let's make another main point over here. That what did we say? That the machlokas, whether one is allowed to do a ha'arama to produce more, to save more wine, or to produce more wood or more flour for chol ha-moed, more than he really needs for chol ha-moed. Machlokas, whether you're allowed to do arama to do more than you actually need for chol ha-moed. Okay, so then we quoted this story that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who is not the same as Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was his grandfather. Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya means Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but to differentiate the grandfather from the grandson, we call him Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He's the son of Rabbi Gamliel, who himself was the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. So anyway, so he did these two things. He would walk around with his ring outside on Shabbos, which might be a violation of carrying, and he would drink water that was warmed by a non-Jewish cook. Now, the Gemara is going to talk a little bit about this walking out with the ring on Shabbos. Mina Torah, it's mutter to go out on Shabbos, even to Rosh Hashanah, wearing clothing and jewelry and things like that. That's not called carrying. But the Chamor goes there that a woman shouldn't go out with certain types of jewelry because we're afraid she's going to take off that jewelry while she's out in public, while she's out in the Rosh Hashanah, to show them off to her friends, and she's going to end up carrying it out in the Rosh Hashanah. So some of the Tanaim hold that this Gezeira includes that a person shouldn't go out with any sort of jewelry, even to a place that Midoraisa is not considered a Rosh Hasharabim, lest you end up going carrying it to a real Rosh Hasharabim. So there are two Isurim. There's the Isur of wearing this jewelry at all. Maybe you're going to go to Rosh Hasharabim, and the Isur of being metal to them because of the Isur Muktza. Because even if using them is Asur, so then it becomes Muktza on Shabbos. But by muktzah, you're allowed to move muktzah for tzarech gufo or tzarech mekomo, if you need the muktzah item or you need the place where the item is. So now, given that background, Amar Rav Yosef, my time at Ikbid, why was Rabbi Ami upset that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya walked out with this ring? Which of the two Isurim was he upset about? If he's worried about that it's a ring that's not beautiful, it's not made as a kishut, it's not made as an adornment, and therefore there's no iser to wear it in your chatzer. It's just that Rabbi Ami thought that it's muktza, and you're not, it's a muktza problem on Shabbos. Hatanya Hashirin on Zam Vatabaos Harein Kukal Kelman Talm Chatzer. But the Brisa says that all sorts of different type of jewelry are like kelim, they're like a kli, and therefore they're not muktza. You're allowed to use them in your chatzer. You're allowed to move them l'tzarech kuf, l'tzarech mekoman. And when you're not carrying them, derech kishut, you're allowed to carry them around in your chatzar as well. So this ring, the signet ring, should be no different. He should be allowed to move it l'tzarech gufo, l'tzarech mekomo, because it also is considered a kli. So what was the problem? And imishum de'ishti ma'ida achim. And if he was upset about it, he was upset at him that he was drinking water that was heated by a guy. Kfeil arma, that a guy heated up. Hamar shmol bar yitzchak amrav. Kol shenachol kamo shu chai. Ein bo mishum bishulei nachrum. That any food that you could eat raw is not a problem of bishul akum if a guy cooks it for you. So why was he upset that Rabbi Dinasiya would eat such a thing? And Sigmar Adam Chashav Shaini, he thought that an Adam Chashav showed himself to a higher standard. So main point, even though it's mutter to walk out with a signet ring on Shabbos and to drink water heated by a guy, Rabbi Ami thought that Rabbi Dinasiya should have been machmir, because he's an Adam Chashev. It's a very important rule about Bishalakum, that anything that's edible raw is not a problem Bishalakum. So if a guy cooks carrots for you, you're allowed to eat the carrots because it's edible raw. A guy heats up water or makes coffee for you, you're allowed to eat you're allowed to drink it because coffee is just flavored water. So that's considered something that's edible. It's edible raw. Amar Rav Chananel says in the name of Rav. Again, we're talking about certain halachas, certain things you're allowed to do in Chol HaMoed because there is a tzorech HaMoed. Kotzitz Adam Dekal B'Moed. You're allowed to cut down a palm tree in Chol HaMoed. Afal b'she'en l'tzorech el l'nesorech shelo. Even though you only need like the little branches that come off of it, not the main thing of the palm tree itself. Layit ala Abaye. Abaye got very upset at anyone who would do this, who would rely on this leniency. Ravashi habalei abba b'shalnaya. Ravashi had a forest in a place called Shalnaya. Azil the miksi b'chol demoada. And Ravashi went to cut down trees from the forest in Chol HaMoed, and even though he only needed those little branches. Amle Rav Shila Mishlanya l'Ravashi. So Rav Shila Mishlanya said to Ravashi, my deitech, what do you think, what are you doing when you're going to cut down the trees? To come Rav Chananel Amrav, kot sudden dekel moed, af pishenu tzarech el nesor shlo. You're relying on Rav Chananel Amrav says that you're allowed to cut down the whole tree even though you only need those little branches, and that's what you're relying on? Halayit ala Abaye, didn't you hear Abaye got very upset at anyone who relied on that? How could you rely on that? Amle lo shmieli, he says, I never heard that Abaye got upset. Kolomar, now what he meant to really say is, lo svirali, that he didn't agree with Abaye getting upset about that. Ishtamit narga bayil miskel l'shakei. Then while he was chopping, the axe broke and it almost cut his foot off. It almost cut Ravashi's foot off. So Ravashi realized that because he violated Abaye's curse, this was happening to him. So Shafkei Hadarasa, he took that as a siman min hashamayim and he left it alone and he went back home. The Gemara brings another case of malacha that we allowing doing a larger malacha just for a tiny benefit that you're going to get from it. Rav Yehuda shar lemekar kitana. Rav Yehuda allowed uprooting flax on Chol HaMoed lemiktal kashuta and to cut vegetables that are called kashos, a certain type of vegetable from the ground, lemekar shumshmi, and to uproot sesame seeds. Amalei Abayi leRav Yosef bishlam kitana chazi lechafifa. He says, I understand why you need the flax, because you want to use it to cover food on Chol HaMoed. Kashusa chazi l'shichra. I understand why you need kashusa, because it helps in making beer. El shumshmi l'may chazi. What are you going to use the sesame seeds for? Chazi l'nazye di ispuhu. It's roi for the seeds. I mean, why are you cutting the sesame? For the little seeds that you can make sesame oil out of them. So the Gemara brings Maisa to teach us that you have to be very careful when we allow malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yane had a certain vineyard, Demata Zimne B'chol D'moada, where it became time to harvest and to take the grapes off it on Chol HaMoed. Katfei, so he cut it on Chol HaMoed. L'shana Shayua Kulei Alma L'Pardisaych L'chol D'moada. The next year, everyone was cutting their vineyards on Chol HaMoed because they thought from Rabbi Yane that it must be mutter to harvest your vineyards on Chol HaMoed, but they were doing it wrong because if there's a possibility of doing it before Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to wait till Chol HaMoed. But Rabbi Yane didn't have that possibility. They didn't realize this, so they were just copying him. Afker Rabbi Yane L'Pardisay Hushata. So Rabbi Yane made his whole orchard hefker that year. So main point over here would be that Rav Ashi stopped cutting down big trees just for little branches once he realized that Abaye's curse was serious, and Rabbi Yanai was mafkir his entire orchard because people were getting the wrong idea about harvesting it, about harvesting an orchard. Let's go a little further. Machnis Adam Perosav, Zak the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Person is allowed to bring his fruits to a protected area, Mipnei Aganavim, to protect them from people stealing them. Vishola Pishtonim in a Mishra, you could take your flax out of the soaking pool, Bishol Shlotova, that it shouldn't get ruined. As long as you don't prepare in advance, plan in advance to do all this on Chol HaMoed. Vikulanim, Kivnu Malachtim Mimoid, Yovdu. And all these things, if you specifically plan to do them on Chol HaMoed, then they have to get destroyed. You're not allowed to get any Hanah from them. So that's a very important rule called Mechavin Malachta B'moed. A person is not allowed to think in advance, oh, I might as well not do my Malacha now, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed to do the Malacha. So he said, you're allowed to bring in your fruits, though, to protect them from Ganavim. Tanu V'vachi Nechnisa Metzinna L'toch Beisel, as long as you do it privately into your house. Rav Yosef Havalei Keshurah, Rav Yosef had beams of wood. Ailinu B'yimama, he brought them during the daytime to a protected area. Amalei Abaye V'atayin V'vachi Nechnisa Metzinna B'toch Beisel. Abaye said, I thought we learned that you have to do it in a private way, where no one's going to notice, and you, in the middle of broad daylight, you brought in your beams. Amalei Sina Dahani, the way of being private about beams is your mama who's doing it during the daytime. Kim Belele Bo Gavri Yaseri, because at nighttime you need more people than you do during the day to schlep in beams because it's harder to see at night. The Gambo Maduchre Denura, and you also need torches to be able to see where you're going. So Avsha Milsa would be a bigger tumult to do it at night. So the way to do it in the most private way, if you're schlepping in beams, is to do it during the daytime. So main point over here, last main point, that one is allowed to bring in fruits if no one will know, to protect them, if no one will notice, and beams can even should only be brought in during the daytime because that's when they are less noticeable. Beams should only be brought during the daytime because that's where it's less noticeable. You need fewer people and you don't need fire to see where you're going during the daytime. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up tomorrow with Vishola Pishtano Min HaMishra.